Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Tomorrow, Keefe, is now tonight.
Oh, boy, when game, you put it that way.
Game three, WEEI, you got Will.
Yep.
You got Lou. You got Brooksy.
Nervous.
They come nervous with Red Sox pregame coverage 6:08. Yeah, I'm a little
scale
nervous.
Scale of
sure.
0 to 100, 100 being the most nervous you've ever been.
Yep.
0 being not nervous at all.
Okay.
Well, how nervous?
Let me just check my pants real quick.
Yeah, that's a good factor.
86.
86?
Yeah, I want to go a little higher than the 100. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, so you missed an opportunity to say 85.
Damn it. I should
have
said it.
No, you didn't.
I wanted to go higher than his scale. Nope. I should have.
Yeah.
You over there?
87. Yeah.
Outflanked again. Henry over here.
Oh,
Keep over there.
Mousetrapped.
Jones
got mousetrapped.
Sandwiched right in between.
Yeah, no, real nervous, though. It is. Last night was not a great feeling. And we knew it. Watching the game one, you were like, it was not a great feeling for a while, but it was super intense, super entertaining. And then you got the win, so you're feeling great about it. And then the reverse happened in game two, and you're just watching the idiot Yankee players acting like they just won the World Series. You got the idiot fans that you always see every day at Yankee Stadium. And you're like, you can't lose this series.
Well,
you just can't.
You had that game last night. You just send the guy from third, or if Duran could just catch.
All you had to do, a couple of basics.
Or if Rafaela could pop down a bunt.
Yeah. Fly ball. Yeah, you know what? When you put it that way, when you can't catch a fly ball or drop it down a bunt, do you deserve to win?
No, I mean,
probably not.
You do, but that's a game they could have.
They squandered some chances.
They could have, yeah. And maybe should have won, but then flip it around. Did they deserve it the way they played? Probably not.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't be here tonight if they could do the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. So you can discuss all day long. 617-779-7937 all the way up until Red Sox pregame, a little after 7 o'clock. Again, first pitch at 8:08. We were looking ahead a little bit to Patriots and Bills at the end of last hour. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Good day to watch the league on Sunday leading up to Pats and Bills on Sunday night in Buffalo. Every Thursday, Keith, at high noon.
That's right.
We go on the clock. We give you 60 seconds on something. Our stamina and our focus is really
whatever it might be.
Honestly, unbelievable.
60 seconds, a lot longer than you might think.
It's, you know, you're huffing.
When you're on the clock like
you're
that.
Huffing and you're puffing is what you're doing.
Sure.
So let's tell the people how the Red Sox are going to win tonight in game three.
Okay.
60 seconds each. Let's give key first ups.
All right, here's how the Red Sox win. First thing you do is you leave Kyle Hudson at the hotel. You're going to do something a little bit different. You're going to do like in high school where the last batter to get out is going to coach third for that inning. And then you just rotate through. You feel like you have a better chance. Also, Alex Cora greater than Aaron Boone. I think this series is going to come down to some of the decisions made by the managers, and the Red Sox have the advantage there. I'm looking for a good Connolly early start. I think about five innings from Connolly early, and then it is a kitchen sink, all hands on deck. You can use either phrase you want. It's going to be one of those type of games. Peyton Tolley maybe against some of these tough lefties. Aroldis Chapman might have to throw two innings in this one. And then I'm having Jarren Duran try to become to make up for his bad series so far. Let him lead off. Give him the confidence there with Story and Bregman hitting behind him. You got Yoshida in the lineup to start tonight against a righty. You got Lowe in there starting against a righty. So I think you have a better hitting lineup tonight, which is going to give you the best chance possible to beat the Yankees and advance on to the ALDS.
I gotta tell you, Keith has some great, just unorthodox plans.
Yeah.
Like Breslow, who I like.
Yeah.
He needs a trade deadline. What were we calling him again? We had a name for him.
Oh, like a trade deadline expert because Breslow himself is the chief extension officer.
That's what it is.
That's all he can really do.
Yeah. He's the CEO of the Red Sox, the chief extension officer. Yeah. That's what you're in charge of.
So he needs to hire somebody that is solely in charge of trade deadlines.
He's good at offseason trades, too.
No, but I'm saying trade deadlines.
Trade deadline is someone else.
It kind of gets away from him at the end of July.
And you are leaving Kyle Hudson.
Yeah.
Huddy,
keep him home.
Leave him at the hotel. Yeah. Watch the game if you want. Hit up the hotel bar. Do whatever you want.
Let somebody else coach third tonight.
And have the last hitter of the inning coach third base.
Yeah, so like in this, I would have Sogard in there tonight. So I would start the game with him over there at third base.
I would go Romy. But,
either way, they're over there doing the signs, all that stuff.
That's a good plan.
You know, what's the indicator? I'm going to touch my belt, and then I'm going to touch my crotch. And then
what
I'm
happens
go
if they
the
bat
hat.
Around?
Hat.
How are we telling Rafaela to bunt? We're not. Don't worry about it. We don't have to relay that. Okay, so good plan there from Rich Keefe.
Thank you.
If you have plans of your own, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You're probably not conditioned for 60 seconds. We'll give all of you 30 seconds out there on the clock if you want it. Meantime, let's give you my plan here tonight. All right, here is how the Red Sox beat the Yankees tonight in Game 3 in just 60 seconds. I'm going to start by manifesting, Keith.
Oh!
Picture the Yankees. They're dumb fans. They're dumb players. Chisholm, Cruz, the look on their face when they lose tonight. You're going to silence that stadium because, remember, you dominate this team. You've won 9 of 11 games in the postseason. You've won 3 straight series in October. And part of that is because Aaron Boone stinks. Wait for a mistake. Capitalize. He's going to make one. I'm not Cora's biggest fan. But they have a big edge there. Can't lose to a guy named Cam Schlittler. As we told you, his whole family has abandoned the Red Sox. Don't lose to that guy. Connelly Early needs to give you innings tonight. I don't know who's up. In the bullpen, Early at bare minimum has to go further into the game than Brian Baio. I, like Keith, want the lefties back in there. Yoshida, Abreu, Lowe all need to be in the lineup. Duran, mark it down, will atone for his mistake with a big play tonight on the bases or with the bat. And finally, win it for Hogdale. This is his opportunity. Don't you dare blow it, you a-holes. Win it for Hogdale.
Yeah, that's right. Win it for Hog.
This is his chance.
It's his absolute chance. He's making the most of it.
He's doing a great job.
You gotta give him a win on the big stage, though.
Don't get knocked out after a couple of games here with Hog at Barstool headquarters.
No, you got to
keep it rolling through Toronto.
Let him advance.
Seattle in the ALCS.
Yeah, World Series.
A month of Hog.
Let's go,
boys.
Don't you dare blow it.
I know.
For our precious Hogdale.
Rumor is he's going to join us again for another preview today.
He's a busy man.
I know he is.
He's a busy man, but I think we're going to get another Hog Vision Board.
Good.
In the grab bag.
He nailed it game one.
Game one Vision Board, good.
Yeah.
Game two, probably throw that one in the trash.
That's fine.
But game three, we'll get another Hog Vision Board coming up.
I'm looking forward to it very much.
So just don't you dare blow this for our precious, precious Hogdale. Real quick, Keith, I know your stance on this.
Yeah.
And I think people could infer from your 60-second plan to beat the Yankees here tonight. Who are we blaming for last night?
Kyle Hudson.
Got it.
The third base coach for the Boston Red Sox. It is his fault.
Huddy.
We don't talk about him a lot, nor should we, right? Like, usually it's just those guys, the handful of calls that they have in a game. And sometimes it's even less than that. And you make the right one, and then you go from there, right? And you had mentioned earlier in the show how aggressive overall the team was. You know, they pull Brian Baio out early, and, you know, Coro's almost managing the game like they were the ones facing elimination.
Yep.
And even in game one, some of their great, you know, Nick Sogard legging out a double and Trevor Story stealing a base late in the game. Like, these are really aggressive moves that paid off for them. Then this one, you have the most passive move of all time, being like, stay on the bag. Like, why? We've watched that 100 times now. There's no argument for that being the right decision. It was 3-2, two outs with a guy who is a speed demon on second base, and a ball is hit up the middle. The second baseman has to dive onto the ground, trying to get the third out at first. So he's clearly not going to throw it home. He's trying to get the third out, and then he's throwing to a first baseman who doesn't throw well.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So you add all that together, and it's insane. And so that one I blame the most. There was a lot to go around. You have a left fielder dropping a pop fly. You have a hitter who can't bunt. You have a starter who can't go three. So don't get me wrong. There's a lot of different fingers to be pointed at, but or players to point your finger at. But I would say Kyle Hudson's at the top.
And I do feel, you know, I don't want to pile on the third base coach and make him like the scapegoat for losing a game. As you just said,
there's a pile of stuff.
Bayo sucked. Cora, I think it's a second guess, but Cora, the reason he had to lean on Whitlock for too long, which he did and deserves blame for, is because he yanked his starter in the third inning.
Yeah.
So, and the reason that we're not sure who's available in the bullpen is because he did all that. So Cora's on my list. Rafaela can't bunt. Duran can't catch. You know, never mind all the ground out double plays where they had guys on base. Yeah. And they, so like, I want to blame all of them too. But the reason they lost, the singular reason, if you want to boil it down, Nate Eaton didn't score.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm still baffled. I was sitting in my living room forever going, I can't believe they didn't score on that play last night. As I've said multiple times today, I was waiting for the scoreboard to update. They cut to Eaton at third. I couldn't believe it. I thought for sure.
Of course.
He scored.
Well, then you're trying to figure out why he wouldn't have. And you're like, oh, and then I'm like, am I wrong? Like, maybe there was one out.
Did he break his leg?
Did he slip around third base? Did he fall? Or what? I don't know what happened.
So Gordo of the Play Tessie podcast, check that out on the Odyssey app. I think put some good numbers to what Keith said. Now, remember the situation. There's two outs.
Yep.
It's a full count.
Yep.
So you're going with contact. You can go with the pitch. Forget contact.
Yeah, you're going.
So as he tweets out, if Jazz Chisholm fields that cleanly on a ground ball, inning's over. No harm, no foul. You're taking off and going hard into third and rounding third.
Yeah. You...
If the throw gets away like it did.
Yeah.
If he were going hard around third base and Hudson was waving him in, shout out Twitch chat, Wendell Kim style.
Yeah.
If you're waving him home.
Rest in peace.
Eaton scores easily.
He's waving him home in the sky.
Waving him in from the sky.
Yep.
Wave him in, Wendell.
Yep.
If Yoshida beats a clean throw. Okay, this is a clean throw in a fantasy land, an alternate universe, where it's a great throw.
Yeah, yeah.
Rice, as Gordo points out, first percentile arm strength. That is horrible.
That's the bottom.
Is there a 0 percentile?
I don't think so.
Okay, so first
he has the worst arm at first base.
He has to turn from a stretch and make a perfect strike to Eaton, who is 98th percentile sprint speed home. You have a speed demon on the bases.
Right.
You have a guy who can't throw it first.
Noodle arm at first.
Two outs.
Yeah, Usain Bolt on the bases.
Tie game. Offense scuffling.
Yeah.
All the Devers people out there are like, they can't score. They struggled to score. You got to be aggressive there. Chisholm dives. Takes forever. Knocks it down. Great play. Takes forever. Bounces it to first. Rice doesn't field it cleanly. How you don't score there is baffling. until you realize the third base coach didn't send him. So I would have him top of the list as well.
Yeah, that was demoralizing because it just for so many reasons. I mean, you watch the replay. He is at or past third base while Jazz Chisholm has the ball.
It's staggering.
Like, he has the ball. So you're like, and it's not zero outs or one out, right? That obviously changes the equation. So that was very frustrating. And then Trevor Story did everything he could with the next at bat, still almost hit a grand slam, and then we wouldn't have been talking about this. You would have been off the hook. We would have been like, oh, they're up, and like it would have been great. But
that Cruz clown would never celebrate like he did.
Oh my God,
that was embarrassing.
I do hope we see that guy again.
That
tonight
was embarrassing and maddening.
Yeah.
What if the next time anyone homers off him, Keith? Whether it's tonight, probably not.
Yeah.
Right? Hasn't he pitched in two straight games? Maybe he's available.
I mean, let's see him.
Somebody socks it. I don't care. Somebody legs out an infield hit on him. I hope they're celebrating on this guy like he celebrated last night.
I don't think he pitched game one.
Well, so I thought he did.
No, I don't think so. So he had 14 pitches yesterday.
I thought he did. I thought he came in for Weaver when Weaver sucks. No?
Call me. I don't know. I don't think so.
He certainly didn't celebrate like that.
No, so I think we would have known. But, so talk about Cadillacing around the bases. You can walk if you'd like, or you can do the worm if you'd like. You can do the electric slide if you want. Just take your sweet time getting around the bases, because that guy just won the World Series last night.
He did pitch in game one.
Yeah, I thought so. So
He's
pitched two games in a row.
Two-thirds of an inning.
But anyway, maybe he's up. If you get a hit off of him, celebrate off that guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Real quick, text line. Actually, a bunch of people on the text line. Oh, this one's a joke. It's not the third base coach. It's Eaton Bookie. Sorry. It's on Eaton. As a player, you got to know when to go. So I don't think that's in his field of vision where that play is. That's
the play is behind him. The
that's
ball's
what I'm saying.
Behind him.
It's entirely on the third base coach. You're reading your coach.
Yeah.
If he's waving you in, you go. If he's telling you to stop, you don't know what's happening behind you.
No.
He's telling you to stop.
Yeah, and this isn't like one of those like scouting report things where like the manager can tell Nick Sogard and everybody, hey, a little hit to right field. If you think Judge is going to field it, take a chance and go to second. That's like managing. That's like ahead of the game. This is, he doesn't know where the ball is or whatever. He also stopped him.
Correct.
Right, like that's a big difference, right? Between just like standing there and not doing anything, and you're like, Eaton needs to be more aggressive. Eaton is flying towards third base. He's running as fast as he can. He can't be like turned his head all the way around to second base to see what Jazz is doing with it and then see what first is doing with it. When we asked Bradford about it, he was talking about maybe he had heard some criticism like Eaton should have gone once the ball squirted free, which is not our argument at all. He should have been off and running anyway, and that just would have made him stand up. Right, like it might have been a play. Like had Rice caught it, it would have been like a dive head first into home. But once the ball squirts away into like the first base coaching box, then he could have stood up.
617-779-7937. Bunch of you waiting patiently here with a big game tonight. You can discuss all day long on WEEI. Victor is in New York City. Hello, Victor.
All right, Victor.
Last night was just brutal. I mean, I was down the third baseline. I was there. And I had all my friends texting me, hey, what happened? Because I guess they didn't see on the replay why Eaton didn't score. And it was I just have to explain it. Basically, he was running towards third. He looked up at the play, and the third base coach was holding him, right? When the ball trickled away, that's when the third base coach told him to go. But by that time, he was frozen. It looked like he was almost scared to go.
Yeah,
third base coach needs to be, it's like you guys said, that third base coach needs to be left at the hotel.
Yep.
Or just send them back to Boston.
All right, well, Victor, maybe you can meet him at the bar tonight.
You can take the
New
bus
York City
back.
Yeah.
You can take like that $15 bus back here.
Yeah, the Fung Wah doesn't exist anymore.
No, that is a shame.
Fung Wah was
Chinatown
to Chinatown for like $5.
I took the Fung Wah.
There's a more recent vintage Chinatown to Chinatown. I forget the name of it
I've
taken
on that.
Since. Yeah,
you
yeah,
can
yeah.
go on that. Back.
Lucky Star, maybe? But yeah, he could take that.
Yeah.
John Henry needs to save some money. But no, the idea, I Bradfo said this and the caller just said this, once the ball squirted away, he's already been held up and stopped. Like at that point, you do hold him because it's Trevor Story.
I don't blame him for not running at that point.
No, me either.
And
plus, especially considering who's up. I mean, Story was a monster last night. He didn't come through in that specific spot, but he hit the crap out of it.
Yeah.
Harder than any Yankees hit a home run in this series and farther than any Yankees hit a home run. So you didn't want to make it out at that point. Once he had already stopped and the ball squirted away, but he should have been already going. Ryan's in New Jersey. This is an interesting question that I hadn't considered. Go ahead,
what
Ryan.
Do we got?
Actually, I realized when I was on hold that this is a bad question. Heal is not on the roster.
Oh, they left him off the roster?
He pitched Sunday.
He just pitched.
Yeah, they left off the roster because he pitched Sunday.
Oh, so that's why.
Right. But I would have said, Boone's an idiot. He should start heel because the Red Sox can't hit him. But they left him off the roster, so I'll modify the question. Do these guys just way overthink this? Why do you need like the seventh throwaway reliever? Why wouldn't you keep him on the roster in case Stifler's mom or whoever this guy is, I've never heard of him, comes in and gets bombed and is down by four, you know, in the third inning? Couldn't you have heel pitch two innings, like, you know, all hands on deck, throw day, something like that? I don't understand why they make this so freaking complicated with these rosters.
I didn't realize he wasn't on the roster. He pitched on September 28th, so he would be on 3 days rest to pitch tonight. Yeah. But could he be available in a bullpen situation? He should be on the roster.
He probably should be on the roster.
But he's pitched very well twice against the Red Sox this year.
True, but isn't Schlittler had a better season than Heel did?
Schlittler had a good year for Schlittler.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, like neither guy pitched a full season. Like they right.
No, but Heel just it was like 2 weeks ago. Just had a monster start. I thought at Fenway. I forget where the game was, but he had a really good start against them.
I mean, in 11 starts, he has a 3.32 ERA. Schlittler in 14 starts has a 2.96.
Can I? If you want to think about or discuss overthinking something, and I know Cora's already said early starting, so I guess it's out the window. Should there be any thought to, and this occurred to me again, we were talking about this after the show yesterday, and Brad Foe, when we were talking to him, it jumped back into my head. Should there be any thought to starting with a righty out of the bullpen, Weissert or somebody like that, before you go to early, just because you know you're facing Judge right off the top? Like, I don't know if I love early against Judge, second batter of the game.
No. And I guess... Yeah, who is that guy? I guess because I think
the idea yesterday that was floating around, I think this was also Gordo, was Greg Weissert.
No, so Judge is obviously terrifying, but I feel like I'm still going to start the lefty because I think their better lineup has Ben Rice and Jazz Chisholm in it. We just saw it the first two games, so that puts a little bit more back on them, being even like, all right, this isn't
even against the lefties. If early came in after the first inning.
No. My point is, like, those guys are better, but I think you play this game now with Boone being like, we're starting early, and he's not an opener. We think he's going to go for a few innings, fingers crossed. So what are you going to do? Are you going to put these lefties out there and have them have a couple of tough at-bats first, or are you not going to do that?
Judge also looking at it. Judge has two hits and three at-bats against Weissert. So scrap that. We know it's early going tonight anyways.
Yeah, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this way, I think the Yankees... You know, they would probably rather have a right-hander out there. And then now that you start the lefty, and then he might even go a couple times through the order, you have a decision to make. Do you want to piss off Jazz Chisholm, or do you want to piss off the fan base by not putting him in there, even though like your matchup's probably better without him, like he did in game one?
Not putting it. All Yankees fans have to be clamoring for Ben Rice in there, too.
100%.
Chisholm, you know, was pissed after the game the other night when he wasn't in there.
No, so I like this. It's like the game within the game, little chess play. I think starting Connolly early is the best decision for a couple reasons. One, I think he's the best guy you have available that might go more than an inning, first of all. So I'm okay with that. And then also just matchup-based, I'll take it. You're right. You're going to be sweating the at-bats against Aaron Judge.
Yeah, a rookie lefty at Yankee Stadium against Judge in the first inning, I don't feel great about that. But
this is maybe the first chapter in the Connolly early book that we look back and be like, remember when he is his postseason debut, he shut down the Yankees.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.